good. Just taking a look here at the all the press releases and stuff. Looks like they're doing a nice rollout for you here for this this book.
Yes, very busy.
I bet so, but that's part of the game, huh? You spend a long time writing it, and then you get to get it out there to people and publicize it.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, you've been doing a lot of radio stuff this morning?
Oh, yes. Yeah, radio and still more to come.
Yeah, more to come. Get some TV stuff, too, at some point?
Yeah, on, let's see, on the 19th, I think I'm going to be, you know, they're going to mention my book, and then I'll be interviewed later this month in North Carolina on a TV show.
Cool. Well, that sounds good. Well, I've just got one more minute of commercials here, just talk with you for about 5 minutes coming up.
Okay.
Just a minute, so, yeah, just already mentioned. So this is it's kind of a young adult book for, you know, I guess what, like 12 to 15-ish or 10 to 15?
Yeah, probably starting as young as 9. And
okay.
But it's definitely good for everybody. Adult.
Yeah, okay, sure. Just a, yeah, kind of starting at 9 and going up kind of deal.
Yeah.
Kind of like how Harry Potter, it's like made for kids, but plenty of adults are reading it.
Yeah. I couldn't believe, you know, I went on Amazon the first time looking at Harry Potter, and I think it went as low as, like, age 7 or something. I'm like, you're kidding me. It's a huge 800-page book.
say that again? When
well,
as low as?
It was, like, really young, like age 7.
Oh, it said you could start reading it at age 7
yeah,
and up or something?
Yeah.
Well, I guess those kids can read fast, too, but that is pretty young.
Yeah.
But, cool. So we'll talk about this. So it's kind of I've been saying kind of a mix between Harry Potter and Star Wars a little bit. Is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
That's the right kind of tag to put on it.
Yeah.
Okay. 12-year-old boy, low self-esteem. Sounds like me. Abandonment, loneliness, 12-year-old boy. Okay. Hang on here.
Okay.
And make sure you just talk good up into the phone there.
Okay.
Catch 95, 912. We'll have a downhill ski report coming up in just a couple minutes. A Nordic report, local sports, also a lost and found report before too long. But want to welcome Matthew Peterson to the Catch Morning Show, author of the new book, Paraworld Zero. And Matthew, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Doing good. And tell me about this. This book sounds pretty cool. I'm just kind of reading the press releases and stuff, and I can relate to this. Looks like low self-esteem, abandonment, loneliness, I think inner demons. I'm right up my alley here with this book. Tell me a little bit about Paraworld Zero.
Yeah, Paraworld Zero. No, it's about a boy who's around 12 years old.
Okay.
And he does have those issues of loneliness, abandonment. He has, you know, he's small. He hates that.
Uh-huh.
There's some bullies that are bullying him in New York. And suddenly a girl with green hair that changes colors with her mood appears out of nowhere and saves him, but accidentally sends him to another world where he discovers that he can perform magic.
Okay, so almost like a... Now, I noticed that the main character named Simon Kent, is there any Clark Kent kind of Superman correlation with
this? There's definitely a play on identity throughout the book, like who is this boy really? Mm-hmm. Is he destined for greatness? He does have a lot of trials. There's a lot of things that happen to him, and he does overcome most of his trials and some of the friends and the loneliness issues.
Sure. I mean, I would think that'd be a little trying, just getting sent to another world or another universe or something, just right off the bat there. That would take a little adjustment, I would think. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, themes get flipped around because, you know, everyone else in all the other worlds, magic is a normal, everyday thing. Traveling to other worlds is normal. But us Earthlings, we don't know anything about that. And so when the character, the girl who comes to Earth, her magic is just out of control. But then when she sends Simon, the other main character, to this other world, things get flipped around, and now he's the only one on the world who can perform magic.
Oh, wow, okay. This sounds pretty cool. Now, this is kind of starting, say, 8 or 9, 10 years old, something like that, and going up as far as kind of the low end of kids that could probably really comprehend it?
Yeah, yeah. If you've read Harry Potter, then this is definitely, you could read this, you know, age 9 and up. Adults, too. I had an adult send me an email, and this is funny. He said, I started reading your book, and I couldn't put it down, so I had to call in sick at work so I could finish it.
That says a lot.
Yeah.
Kind of like in the radio business where someone sits in their car once they've already got where they're going so they can hear you know, the remainder of an interview or something like that. Now, this is your first, you know, book, right? Is that right?
Yeah, first book just came out.
Wow, and now this thing I was just kind of reading earlier, this is something you wrote a while back, kind of shelved and pulled it back out, edited it out, and away you go, huh?
Yeah, back in 1990 when I was 14, started writing it, but I had a computer failure, you know, so I only got about 6 chapters in. Years later, someone said, you should really read this Harry Potter book. So I picked up Harry Potter and read it, and my jaw dropped, because here's a story very similar to mine. And so I, you know, continued writing it and finished it.
Wow, I'm talking with Matthew Peterson. Paraworld Zero is the name of the book, and this thing out everywhere, is that right?
Yes, it's brand new, so your bookstore might not have it yet, but you can special order it from them. You can also go to my website at pworld.net.
Okay.
And I have links to Barnes & Noble and Borders.
Okay, all those places, sure. But you could just ask for it, Matthew Peterson, Paraworld Zero, here at one of the local bookstores. And
yeah,
if they don't already have it, they can definitely order that up for you. And, well, best of luck with this book here, Matthew. This sounds really, really cool. And I think a good book, especially for the young adult kids out there that are, you know, kind of into this whole thing. I mean, after you've read all the Harry Potter books, I mean, the kid's got to read something else, right? I mean,
yeah.
Move on. This is kind of along that same, definitely different, but along the same kind of lines, right?
Yeah, so there's mystery, there's magic. In fact, one good thing, too, is just yesterday I posted a video trailer, so you can kind of get a feel of what it's like from the video trailer on my website.
Cool. All right, is this thing, you think, maybe a movie in the works for this sucker?
Oh, cross my fingers. Yeah, I think that's the dream of every author, but, you know, I don't know if it'll ever happen. But, you know, as I was writing it, I was picturing it as
sure.
a movie.
It's kind of one of those kind of fast-moving kind of visual, you can picture all the stuff going on, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Cool. Now, this thing you wrote a while back, edited it down, I mean, are you constantly working on new stuff as well, or is this kind of taking all your time to get this thing out and publicized?
It has taken a lot of my time, but I am writing the second one.
Oh, cool.
I have more in the works. I have the whole storyline in my mind, so hopefully it'll be a good ending to the whole series.
Perfect. Paraworld Zero, Matthew Peterson, a brand new book from Matthew. Check it out and get it for the kids. And, hey, if you're into this kind of stuff, be perfect for you as well. Or read it first and then pass it down to your kids or something like that. Hey, Matthew, thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thank you so much.
There you go. Matthew Peterson, Paraworld Zero is the name of the book. Check it out if they don't have it at one of the local bookstores here in town.